Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm quite well, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, thanks.
are you excited about the low support that you've received for this Wednesday?
We're pretty incredibly excited. We weren't expecting to get the support slot in the slightest, and then didn't believe it when we got it. So we're pretty chuffed to be able to play with them.
How did you go about getting that? Was it?
A few months ago, when I heard they were coming, I sent the tour manager or promoter off an email. And then forgot about it and bought my tickets and got ready to go. And then we got an email back. And then we saw the ads and like the posters and stuff. So we realized it was true.
So that's the only way that you get to find out these days is, oh, I'm on the poster. Oh, finally. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to know that it's everyone else knows it. So it must be true.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. Did Miriam herself, did she like love it as well? Was she excited?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we don't normally play so many gigs as we do this week, but because you can't turn back such great offers, so that's why we're playing.
True. You do have another gig coming up on the Friday.
Yeah, this Friday we're playing with Marissa Nadler, who's a folk singer from America. She's coming over here, and she's playing a show at the Troubadour alongside us and the Brothers of the Occult Sisterhood, which are kind of a free folk weird ensemble from down south, and also IR Expanded, who are also playing with Lou.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you been a fan of Lou for very long?
Quite. I think maybe for 2 or 3 or 4 years. That's a fair while. They kind of have a influence on us, even though we don't sound anything like them. I think just their approach to minimal drumming and things like that, I think, turns up in our sound. Yeah, so hopefully people who like Lou will like us as well and clap at the end of our songs and things.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Do you know what time you guys are starting?
No idea. I presume early.
Early?
So I think, doors are 8, so we might be 8:30 or so.
Cool. Their record that they released just last year, The Great Destroyer, they've sort of moved away from being all slow and, you know, building up momentum. They just sort of blasted everyone away. Did that change your opinion?
I don't know if it's as big a difference as people are making it out. I suppose if you're, you know, if you've only been making this one sound and then you make a small step, it sounds massive. Mm. But there's still like a lot of like tracks like When I Go Deaf.
And, yeah.
You know, so there's still a lot of more minimal tracks on there. And, you know, they've been doing things like that with Canada off Trust and a few things. They've always been a bit, every now and again, you know, pull out the distortion and rock it out a little bit.
So you mentioned that you like their minimal approach to drumming, and I've noticed that Ambitious Lovers often use everyday items as percussion. Did you want to explain the sort of instruments you use?
We use things like a dustbin for a bass drum and a modified pineapple tin, kind of tambourines that are made kind of like lager phones with beer bottle caps and just cutlery and things like that, partly because we don't originally, when we started, we didn't realize the band would take off, so we didn't want to put any money into it. And we still don't really want to put that much money into buying a drum kit or anything like that. So it's best. I really like the sounds of them. They have a very interesting sound, sort of like jug bands and bush bands, which are kind of a part of Australian folk history, music history, to turn them up into sort of more indie folk, I think is an interesting idea.
Do you delve into the, you know, the Australian history much, or?
Not heaps.
But you just know about
it. Yeah, like you see sometimes a jug band in the... I saw a jug band once in the Queen Street Mall, and I've got friends who play in bush bands, and I've been to the odd bush dance, you know. I know what a bush band sounds like, so...
That's excellent. Yeah, I just wanted, with the, you know, the do-it-yourself aesthetic, whether it did just come down to prudence, or, you know, whether you wanted to be playing on junk.
I think I both enjoy the sound of it, but also, if it's cheaper, it's... You know, I don't think I'd not use it. So, but definitely the sound of it. I think, like, we don't just get anything and just hit it. And just, like, there's a bit of time spent making sure that we hit our favorite dustbin at the right time. And so we don't, we've spent a bit of time getting the junk to sound the way we want it to.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you released an EP last year.
Yep,
called
the end of last year.
With Trombones. And you did put over the top of the original recording Trombonists or Trombonage.
Yeah, it was... recorded quite interestingly. We recorded the trombone part first in a church, which we haven't paid yet even for using that venue. But we recorded them there, and then a week or so later, we recorded our parts on a dictaphone just in a park or somewhere like that. And then had the difficult job of trying to mix them together because they were recorded totally out of sync with each other. Mm. But it turned out, I think, in a way that people seem to have liked, so that's good.
Do you think you'll use it again?
The next record won't have trombones on it, but, who knows? I think, you know, there's lots of options, and I still have friends who play the trombones, so, yeah, they can always come in and do some more stuff.
Awesome. Well, we've got a track of yours queued up now. It's a new one. It's called Sweaty Palms for Movie Stars.
Yeah, this is coming off our new record, which hopefully will be out mid-August on Medical Records. It's a proper album rather than an EP, and it'll be on real CDs, not CDRs and stuff. So
that must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, a bit daunting as well. It means people have to buy it so we don't lose so much money this time. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear that track right now, and stay tuned because Joel from Ambitious Lovers will continue to talk to us.